this is when we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. This is when we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party.
It is August 20th, 2020. This is the Geeks Next Door episode number 225. The one where people eventually say hi.
Hi. Oh, everybody. Hi. Hey, everybody. Hi. Hey,
Jesus.
How you doing?
I'm a fucking loud guy over here. Hang on a sec. What's up,
hi.
Guys?
I'm on.
Whoa, Ren. Jeez. Calm down. I
just made it eventually. Otherwise, it was like the one where people instantly say hi. So I had to delay for a while.
I feel some somber tones up in the stadium this evening. What's going on?
I'm just Adam. Tired.
Adam, why are you somber, dude?
I'm hearing it from everybody. Everybody's somber, seemed to me. Except for Ryan. He doesn't seem somber. He seems disgustingly unshaved.
That is accurate.
Wow.
I am not somber and disgustingly unshaved. In a good look.
Certainly love that.
Okay, so I think I gotta turn Adam way up.
Because yeah, I'm kidding.
Adam, take the microphone out of your butt.
Yeah, it's in your butt again, man.
What?
Yeah, microphone's still in your butt. You're at 157% for me. I can barely hear you. So.
Yeah. How about now?
That's better. That's thank you, man. You got it out of your ass. All right.
George was using your, and she changed some settings again.
Yes, she did.
What else is new? So I got a question for you guys, and it's really good because it's relevant to Ryan's life.
Excellent.
The question I have this evening is, are you guys familiar with the term a check-in question?
Yeah.
I understand, like, you could get the concept of what it is by the name of check-in question, you could understand what it is.
Like, how you doing, Chris? That's a check-in question, right?
No,
like, this is a term, right? It's this is a term that has a clear definition. You either know it or you don't. Yes. I didn't know it, just to be clear.
It's a term that companies use most often in what I've found in the nonprofit sector. But, the reason why the reason why I think it's fun, because after I tried to explain it to Ryan the other day, it's been in my life for the last like 9 years or something, so it just seems very common. And it's in Amy's life, so we talk about it as it's a normal thing. And Ryan, like, what the fuck is a check-in question? Literally, what you did last week is considered a check-in question. Do you remember what you said last week, Ryan, when you posed
like,
a question?
Which God would you be,
that
and why?
That is a check-in question. So another one might be the things we talk about. We used to do them all the time. We don't really do them so much anymore. Like, if you had a superpower, what would it be? If you could live forever or else eat only ants, which would you do? That kind
eat
of
ants.
Those are check-in questions.
What kind? Aunt or ants?
Their only purpose is to facilitate conversation, get people talking so that everyone's not like, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I hear you. I smell what you're cooking.
The reason I bring it up is because, one, Ryan had never heard of it, which I guess is more common than I thought. But two, when trying to describe it, I should have just referred you back to when you did it the week before instead of trying to describe it to you.
Right.
So
that is funny.
In fact, asking you guys if you ever heard of the term of a check-in question is in itself a check-in question, although you'd each have to have like your own individual answers and your spin on it. So it's not a very good check-in question.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird. I think nonprofits have lack of profit motive.
A lot of time gone on our hands here. Like, I'll give you a good one. Okay. It is August 20th, 2020. This is Geeks Next Door, episode 225. If you had your choice of whatever race to be, what race would you be?
Define race.
No, you know what a fucking race is. You can look at the definition in the dictionary if you want.
Okay.
Well, I was like, are we talking like
a group?
Nope.
I go with
now
human.
Or fantastic or fantasy
you,
land.
Do whatever see, you want.
The purpose of it. Sorry, go ahead, Adam. Man, why are you on such
you
a delay?
Get all the,
it's weird.
Do you get all the racial bonuses too?
A race is a grouping of people based on shared physical or social qualities into categories generally viewed as distinct by society. So you're not even supposed to ask questions about the specifics of a check-in question. You're just supposed to immediately begin thinking and formulating your answer to a check-in question. So that is a check-in question. That's a hot button check-in question. But
could you ask that question?
Yeah.
He just did.
Like in the meeting setting, would that be like a interesting check-in question? Or would it be there's got to be like some social etiquette around check-in questions. You know, like, so I wonder if that would like be uncouth. An uncouth check-in question.
Usually,
or would it be par for the course?
I mean, social issues are a little touchy, but usually there's some sort of sexual reference in a check-in question at my work.
Like, did you get some last night?
That's not a check-in question. It would be, if you had to get some tonight, what position would it be? That would be a check-in question.
That's not...
At probably, like, a not a very PC place.
Now, if you were to go, like, look around you, look to the left, look to the right, which person would you want to have sex with right now?
Yeah.
That would get everyone fired, right?
That's a good... probably, but it's a good check-in question. We've had things like that. Right. Like, if you had to have somebody on a team that was to get across a river, who would you pick? Or something, you know, a team of three. That was
like
on...
Like, swim? Or, like... I got so many follow-up questions.
Chris can't ask people about swimming at his work. That is uncalled.
You're so racist.
No, you're a nonprofit, so like people don't have pools.
That's true.
Also, they have trouble swimming.
Right.
I think it'd be funny if you said, "Look to the person to your left. Look to the person to your right. One of them is not going to make it out." You know,
and you get to choose it. Yeah, so anyway, I thought it was funny because we had talked about it, and then after thinking about it, I was like, huh, we used to do check-in questions all the time. It's just, we have fun ones, and they generally have boring ones. This last week's, which, as I described to Ryan, I thought was going to be really stupid, but actually turned out to be kind of interesting, was, what was your favorite pair of shoes growing up?
Pair of shoes?
Yeah.
Oh, I had some ruse.
Okay, see, off the cuff, that seems like that's a stupid fucking question. I don't give a damn about shoes. But if you think back to your shoes, you might actually have a pair. And I actually had a few that came into mind, which was cool.
Yeah, I have one that comes to mind. It's a memorable shoe. I don't know if they're the best shoes, but they
Adidas.
Remember them.
That's a better way of putting it. What's a memorable part of a shoe that you're something?
Because I got them when I was in Scotland with my soccer team. And I got these cool, like, they were Adidas Sambas.
Told but you like, they were Adidas.
But they were like the suede ones, and they were gray, and they were a good deal, and I like shoes. And for some reason, I just remember that shoe experience, because I liked the shoes. I was in Scotland, got some shoes.
Did you say Scotland? I thought you said Gotland.
Scotland. The first time sounded like Gotland.
Yeah, I was like, why are you in Sweden? What the fuck are you doing there?
I was in Scotland.
Okay.
That's my shoe memory.
Cool.
Yeah, I've only been to Paris once, so my favorite pair of shoes are...
Not Paris.
Not Paris shoes, you silly
See,
guy.
But I would have been more... like, people would have been like, my shoes when I was like 5. I would have been clever, and people would have been like, good job, dude.
You're right. People would have been like, ha, that guy's clever. Fire him for not making a sexual reference.
Right, and then I said, like, that was the oldest trick in the book, is actually, I'm for profit, you can't fire me. Ryan, see, that's a good joke, right? Because I'm for profit and they're not.
Why would you have to fire him?
Because I'm not for profit. Oh, dude, in Fictional Race? Come on. I had that one, like, instantaneously. That one's an easy one. Dave, come on. You should know what fictional race you would be.
Oh, Fictional Race?
I didn't say fictional, but... would you be a Time Lord?
I would be a Time Lord. Of course I would. I have an indeterminate power set that I could come back to life 13 times
or more.
If the story deems it to need it. Like, what powers do you have? I don't know. What powers do you need me to have?
Power.
I effectively have plot armor the whole time.
That's true. Hey, Adam, can I ask you real quick? If you go down to 62 and you head west on 62, just before you get to west just before
east.
you get no west, just before you get to 100, there's like a thing on your left hand side, like a park area. What's that park area called? Do you know? If you can't,
oh yeah, that's 62 and 100 park.
It's a, it's like Edina something or another.
All right,
I don't know. Joey's been there.
You've never been there? It's right next to your house.
You mean the one with the pirate ship?
I don't know. I had some cool looking thing over there that we saw when I was driving by. I was like, we're gonna go there because it looks cool.
It's a pay to go there type of place. That's why I've never been there.
It's a paid to go there type of place.
Yeah, it's a water park.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
So what I'm thinking of, it looks like this place is called.
It's off to the left hand side, right?
Yeah.
Before you hit 62.
It's on the south side.
Yeah, it's Roslyn Park.
Roslyn Park, but Roslyn there's, Park. There's one where it's right next to Roslyn Park, but it's a, like a pirate ship, thing there, water park.
Yeah.
Because you can't see you can't see that city park from the freeway. You gotta go. He was looking at like a boat or like something.
No, I was looking at like it looked to be a giant slide.
Yeah. Yes.
Roslyn Park.
No, there's not a giant slide there.
Yeah, there is. There's that big giant fucking monstrosity where it's like a bunch of tube slides that are all kind of connected together.
No.
Okay, well, never mind. Maybe I'll head check it out tomorrow, and you don't have to answer this anymore.
Honestly.
And then come back here and tell me.
I'll make it a check-in question. What's your favorite park in the area to bring your kids to? See, that's a good check-in question. Like,
you'll be like, oh, that's it. I knew it.
We could just make an entire podcast of just check-in questions.
True.
It wouldn't be as much fun, but
it'd be pretty fun for Ryan because these are easy to do. He'd be like checking with Ryan. He like names four or five things. He's like, Ryan, what's your favorite taco? And he's like, well, tacos are great, and they're probably up there along with my burritos, chilitos, chimichangas, quesadillas.
Probably, like, wow. Probably true, but it's not easy, Dave. Answering truthfully in spite of ridicule takes real.
Fortitude. Use the word fortitude.
Fortitude. Yes.
Ah, dude, you do not have. You are.
I am the king of fortitude.
No, you have will saves.
No, definitely not.
You have will saves.
All right, fine. I got high willpower.
And high fortitude.
Not fortitude. Maybe.
Definitely not charisma with that unshaven look.
This is to help me.
I think it's a racial thing. Like, you know, like he might have like low disadvantage with charisma checks with certain people, but certain other people he has like advantage.
I think I get like a +5 with Dave and then like maybe a -1 with Chris, so I come out quite a lot ahead.
-1?
I actually don't think
-10
P2
penalty
and
bitch.
Adam care.
Adam doesn't care much about anything.
I'm sorry, I'm still looking up this water park thing.
I might have to look it up. I just know where it is, and I know how to use maps. So
it's just the Edina Aquatic Center is what it.
Yeah, I saw that on the map, Edina Aquatic Center. But
yeah,
I don't think that's what I saw from the street. I think I saw the giant slide monstrosity that looked cool.
There's like a pirate ship there.
At the Aquatic Center or at the park?
Aquatic Center.
I wonder if the aquatic those type of places are probably aren't open right now. I'm guessing.
The Aquatic Center is not. No.
Yeah. But the like super park might be.
Mm-hmm. True, might be. Nice work.
What about the sculpture garden? That's probably open, huh?
Maybe I haven't been there.
What do you think? The river? Think the river's open? Mississippi River? Is that open?
Oh.
Can
I
go?
I was thinking of going to the river this weekend.
Nah, we're thinking about tomorrow.
What about Lake Cornelia?
Ooh, I don't know anything about Lake Cornelia.
That's right next to the aquatic center.
Yep.
Nice work. You should go fishing there. Where you're fishing at?
No.
You're lost. You can ride your bike around it?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. See, Dave's smart, and I think it's partially due to his beard.
Thank you.
I don't have
I proof. See what you did there, Ryan.
I have evidence.
I like it.
Ryan, you have plenty of evidence.
I do.
It's just bad evidence. It's Trump evidence.
No. All I have, all my ideas are good ideas.
Is this what you saw? But from the reverse angle?
Oh, yeah. See, I like to see you guys, so I full stream it or I full size it. Oh,
well, you fucking...
No. Yep. I saw giant slides. Some sort of giant slide monstrosity.
That's what we'll get to the bottom of this, Chris. Don't worry.
Oh, like, what about that?
No, I don't think that's it.
It was a riveting, riveting.
I know.
Podcast.
What?
I know.
What? Somebody talk about something else where everybody else looks up pictures.
Whoa! Dave has a lot to talk about.
I got supernatural news. How's that?
Whoa! Ghosts.
So
demons.
Spectres.
The final season was supposed to end, you know, in the spring, but COVID hit, so they had to put everything on hold. Well, they announced this week that starting October 8th, they will be back to finish off their final episodes.
You know what I was thinking? And I only have Trumpian or Ryan logic about this, but ever since Supernatural has been on the air, we have not had COVID. When they said they were going to stop, we had COVID. So, if they come back on October 8th and COVID stops, we know that the lack of Supernatural actually causes diseases. So, we have to renew. They're actually going to have to renew. There's nothing they can do. They just got to keep going for the sake of the planet.
These are all facts.
Yeah.
Well, they might have a little problem with that.
The MyPillow
guys. They'll have to figure out some scheduling.
If fucking Nash Bridges or whatever the hell he's going to can be canceled, it's fine. What's he going to do again?
Jensen Ackles, he's going to The Boys.
Oh, wasn't the other dude doing like some sort of show like Texas Walker Ranger or something? You know,
yeah,
I don't know what it is.
That was some sort of
Renegade.
Not
can they do two shows at a time or something?
No, it's impossible.
No,
come on,
it's too difficult for them. But no, Jensen Ackles, Ackles or whatever, he's going to be going to season 3 of The Boys as I think Soldier Boy or something like that.
Oh, I didn't remember that rapper.
Soldier Boy!
Soldier Boy, that hoe!
Yeah, I was going to say Soldier Boy. Something similar, right. But I couldn't think of it.
He's the original superhero.
No, he's not.
According to The Boys, he is the original superhero who fought in World War II.
No, that's Captain America.
Soldier, World War II.
You're getting it mixed up, man. That's Captain America. I'm sorry.
Yes, because everyone in that series has an analog in other comic books. What are you? I'm A-Train. What do you do? I run fast. Cool.
Okay,
what team
Flash.
Are you? The 7? Yeah. Ah, crap. Yeah. They're literally... Yeah. But, yeah, it's pretty good.
The 7?
Yes, Adam, mean? if you watch it, it
dude,
is...
You gotta, it, did you watch The Boys?
No.
It's fucking great.
Are you just eating a bucket of sherbet, man?
I am.
What flavor sherbet?
Lemon.
Ooh, nice flavor. Good job. If Adam was a flavor of sherbet...
Oh, I got this one.
Here,
Dave, you
here,
first.
If I was a hot dog, would you eat me?
If the moon was made of ribs, would you eat it?
It's a simple question, Ryan. Would you eat it?
Eat it. Ryan, would you eat the moon if it was made of ribs?
I would.
Probably, yeah. I mean, why not?
Anyway, I'm looking forward to The Boys in, 2 weeks? So.
Yep, September 4th, yeah.
I like the show. I think it's good.
It's fine.
It was fun.
I have an issue with drama shows. Like, there's a lot of drama in that show.
You want to save the drama
bloody,
for your mama?
A lot of bloody drama.
That's drama?
Yeah.
They spent like a whole episode trying to figure out how to kill an impervious man who could turn invisible. Oh. And they realized that they shoved things up his butt, then he can blow up.
Wait, why would he blow up?
That was a fun episode.
But they're fighting with their feelings as they're doing these misadventures, you know what I mean? I can see
it.
There's feelings of annoyance that they can't figure out how to kill this guy.
He's like uncertain about if he should be doing this or not, and also like kind of concerned about whether he should trust the girl he likes, even though she's a super, you know.
Yeah, you look at her and you go like, oh, I trust her. She's nice.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not how that guy thinks. He's a thinker. He thinks about the, like, all the possible choices and how that one super ran through his girlfriend and blew her up. And,
Chewie does not want to disappoint Billy Butcher. And if you have the name Billy Butcher...
You're awesome.
Yeah.
You have that name.
Yeah. And then the Frenchman. And the female. But
hilarious. Awesome.
It's hilarious. I thought it's good too. But it's okay. I make that a C show for Chris.
That doesn't make any sense.
It's a C show. There's an A show, which is an Amy show, and a C show, which is Chris shows, and a B show, which is both shows.
Yeah. You can also call it a bank show. And there's an S show, which is a spoil show. I'm not going to watch it. Feel free to spoil it for me. I should have a new one for I'm not going to watch it, but I don't want you to spoil it for me in case there's nothing on TV ever again and I need to watch something. But that just seems rude because people want to talk about stuff.
Do not talk about that show.
Well, I've got a show for that one, for that category. So you got to make up a letter for it. Stargirl on CW. Yeah.
I don't watch it.
Is that like Starman?
Oh, Stargirl.
With Jeff Bridges.
I have to tell you, though, when that show was coming out, they did the actress that was going to do it, she did like a behind-the-scenes like interview, and she's like, I'm really excited to do this. This looks really fun, you know? And I was thinking to myself, ain't nobody going to watch this show. I mean, I hope somebody does. It's part of the whole Berlantiverse, but I ain't going to watch this show, and if I ain't going to watch it, most people like me aren't going to watch it. If Dave, too, ain't going to watch it, then ain't nobody going to watch this show.
Hey, I watched it. Luke Wilson caught my interest.
He works from home now.
And then I got to have something on in the background.
He watched it while he was at work, too, so that didn't stop him before, right?
But he at least had to pretend to be working.
Right, that's true.
It became harder to watch stuff at work when I changed jobs because I had more people around me.
Hmm. You know what I was thinking? Yes. Of all five of us, give me your top two that have the most exposure for COVID.
Number one.
You
right
think
here.
So? But you don't interact with customers anymore, do you?
Not really.
You just drop stuff at the door and leave.
Yeah,
so
how is that even... Like, I was thinking you were, like, really low because you don't talk to anybody anymore.
I probably talked to... I don't know, 15 customers a day or so.
Oh, see, then you lied to me. You said you just drop shit at the door.
I do drop shit at doors, but sometimes I gotta FaceTime with people.
And then just get on FaceTime.
FaceTime with all the shit, yeah.
Okay, so that changes my opinion, because I thought you were more of a, I just load, the truck's loaded, I fucking get into it, I drive around and drop boxes off.
And then there's all the people. No, because we also unload and load up the trucks too. So there's like everybody at work.
Do you do that by yourself?
No.
So you load other people's trucks too?
Kind of. I'm in charge of.
It's a yes or no question, motherfucker.
I don't load my truck. No, I don't load somebody else's truck either.
So you don't load anybody's truck.
No, but I have a different role.
Well, it'll come together, I'm pretty sure.
But you know what I'm saying? It's like, we built this house. So you got a hammer and some nails and stuff. Yeah, yeah. Well, I didn't. But I talked to people who did.
My role is to coordinate and make sure that the sort is running smooth and efficient.
So are you near others while that happens?
Yes.
That's really the bottom line. And how near are you?
We within make 10 out. Feet.
We make
yeah, out. Pretty much.
10 feet.
There's probably
far.
Somebody somebody within distance. 10 feet of me at
all
most of the time.
Are you inside and are you wearing masks?
Yeah,
masks.
I am wearing a mask and yes, I'm inside.
So that's not terrible.
It's inside a big industrial.
Inside a gigantic industrial building.
It's
like,
more.
I think Ryan has the most.
Me, definitely not. Ryan I don't leave my house.
Ryan has more than you think. Well, no. It has to do with your family too, right? Because those. Yes.
Oh, but you said work exposure.
Oh, did I? I'm sorry. I meant just exposure and family.
We just said exposure.
Yeah.
No, you said work exposure.
We'll rewind it and figure out that I'm right.
Yeah,
later.
Rewind the fuck out of that shit.
All right, hang on.
Don't make me like that, you
two. It just said exposure. Sorry, man. I rewound it. I listened to it, but that's okay.
Yeah, we can change the story.
No, I was thinking about direct family exposure. So your immediate family, because let's be honest, who they have exposure with, you have exposure with. And you could go multiple levels off, but I was just thinking direct family exposure.
Yeah, Joy doesn't have any exposure.
She has zero? It's impossible.
No, she's working from home. She doesn't go out.
She just stays inside her house all day long?
Yep.
And she never leaves?
Nope.
She's going to get very sick. Not from COVID, from everything else.
Everything else in the world.
I mean, occasionally she's got a doctor appointment.
Sure. But and then your kid probably goes to somewhere...
Nope, he's home with mom all day.
See,
right
this
now.
Is why I'm saying I think you're not as high as you think you are on the totem pole. Sorry, we can't use the term. Fuck you, I can use totem pole. Because you are the only one, and you don't have that much exposure with customers, and you have some exposure inside wearing masks 10 feet away from somebody. It's not as high as you would actually think it is. You know what I'm saying, yo? Yeah.
I hear you.
Adam wanted to be on the top, though.
I probably have the potential for the highest.
He might still be pretty high up there. I don't know.
Chris might have the potential.
These things are difficult to judge.
They are. That's why I'm saying it's just more of a talking exercise, having fun, like finding the stuff.
I don't know about Chris. Your work situation seems very random. I'm just like. It doesn't seem like you have a consistent you do this, but then randomly you do this, and randomly you do that, randomly you do this, so it's hard to, like, sort of judge the risk of... Am I accurate in that?
Yeah, I feel the same way with Dave's work. I know I have no idea where he works or what he does exactly, you know, exactly. But for me, I go in once a week, maybe, on average, and I don't have exposure with anybody except for maybe somebody a few, like... at the other end of the office. But other than that, I don't really have work to me is pretty minimal. It's one of the most minimal that I can think of, honestly.
Do you load up trucks?
I do not load up trucks. That's not my role. I mean,
we
load up trucks.
You fucking coordinate.
Do you actually do any work?
Well, we do work.
Right. Well, first of all, Adam gets to work about 15 minutes late in the morning, and he goes through the side door to make sure nobody notices. Then it kind of zones out.
Yep, so that's me, and that's pretty much it. I don't count runs as exposure. I'm never near somebody, and it's outside during the day. Amy doesn't go anywhere and doesn't do anything. Her and Joy should get together and go bowling. They don't do anything.
Whoa, they can't go together.
The biggest is the boys. They go to a daycare that has three other kids. So there's three kids there.
You don't go. I thought you were going to the gym.
I go to the gym. Yeah, I go to the gym, but I'm always pretty far away from it, and I'm wearing a mask, so.
Say the gym is a place.
Yeah, that's true. I wasn't talking about myself. Yeah, no, that's a good point. Yep, no, the gym is probably one of the highest ones. They're pretty good, though, about having things spaced out, and everyone's wearing a mask. If somebody's not wearing a mask, people give them weird looks, which is always funny. And I'm only there for 24 minutes, which isn't a long time.
What do you do for 24 minutes?
I do my circuit.
Masturbate.
It's pull-ups.
I'm just curious about
it. Let's see. Pull-ups. Well, he can get... Well, 7 minutes of that is 7 minute abs. No, 6 minutes. Fucking 6 minute abs. You can't get an ab workout in 6 minutes.
Cut me something.
Ryan, fucking tell him.
That's true. Seven tunnels, seven dungeons, or whatever the fuck that guy is.
Right. You can get a lot more done at the gym in a very short amount of time, but people always just sit there and, like, talk on the phone and look around and fuck around. So, anyways.
Take a video, post it, look at me.
Look in the mirror. So that's me. Dave, too, your work is probably zero.
My work is zero. Hands work is zero. The only thing that we really had was up until last week, was the boys were in a summer program. So they were both in their own pod of 9 kids and 1 adult.
Nope.
So dying kids?
And they were baseball? Dying?
And baseball. So those are pretty big. I mean, honestly, yep. in the retrospect of all of us, those ones are pretty big.
Yep.
Okay. What about you, Dave? What do you got? I don't know how your work functions. I know you go there, and I see it, and sometimes I run by, and I'm like, Dave works there. And sometimes I look the other way and say Triangle dies, but, you know.
They go there, and everything is, every section, you know, like billing can't go into some other section, stuff like that.
Yeah, fuck billing.
Just, yeah, because they're fucking worthless. It's like, you worthless fucking, get out of here. But basically, every section can't go into every other section. Basically, you can go to where you need to go, and that's all. Temperature checks, masks, all kinds of stuff like that, just taken care of. But I still deal with people consistently throughout the day.
Like people you work with, or people customers you have to go see, or
both. Yeah.
Okay.
But people are also temperature checked and series of questions before the evening, you know, ask questions before they're getting there. Is anyone blah blah blah? You get there also, you know, you talk to them, temperature checked, all that stuff.
How many people would you say you work with, like besides customers, like people, coworkers?
That I deal with, I don't know, probably like 10 maybe.
Okay.
And at the high end.
Sure. Cool. Yeah,
10 people per day or 10 people. The same 10 people all the time, or
yes, the same 10 people all the time, yeah. And yeah, it's coworkers, and then, you know, anywhere between 0 and 4 people, maybe a day, depending on
how many of those people are in your butt.
What an excellent question, Adam. Sometimes I think you don't come up with good questions, but that was a fucking good one, man.
Let's see. That's a tough one. Somewhere between 0 and 4.
That's a good answer.
I love it.
But, I mean, but then most of the time I don't deal with anything. I buy all my stuff and have them put it in my car.
Gross.
And I'm like, cool, go to the stores. I'm in there 30 seconds because I go like, okay, what do I want to buy? I want to buy this drink, this thing, get in there, get out. So...
All right.
And get pretty cool out. To say.
What's that?
And Tiffany also, she masks up and does all that stuff at work. And
oh, yeah. Are they open now?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know what's open and what's not open. Okay, cool. So Dave's higher than I would have expected. What about you, Ryan?
For me personally, I work at home and don't go anywhere. And I don't really go into stores or anything. I mean, like, I actually really haven't done it for, I can't remember the last time. Maybe a gas station at some point.
Oh, fuck, you're so high.
But anyways, so me personally, the biggest thing for us is probably the fact that June is playing soccer with her team.
Yep, that's like the baseball one, kind of.
Yeah, that's the worst. Soccer is the highest of all.
Soccer
sports.
Is actually one of the better sports, but I think, and
see, you think, Ryan, that's not facts.
Well, it's a fact that I think it. So it is a fact.
We only deal in facts here.
I would probably take baseball over soccer if I was looking for it's
right.
Strictly
I think
a
baseball,
thing.
Baseball and soccer, I think are close.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, probably the worst.
The
is
thing
basketball.
Of baseball, they set up those fucking bullpens, kind of. Poorly, and I'm guessing they're doing stuff to deal with that, but that's just like a minor thing.
The bullpens where they
or the
dugout,
the benches, the dugout. That's what I meant.
Oh yeah, no, we had to bring each kid had to bring their own chair, and we had to sit socially distanced.
That's cool.
We weren't allowed in the dugouts.
Amber doesn't really do much that's risky. Well, she'll go like
Dave.
What about dog training? She like brings it to a dog farm.
I was like, it sounded like Ryan added that in part at the end, where it's like, Amber really doesn't do much, and then he paused for comedic beat.
I don't think he
and then he goes like risky, and then I was like Ryan, man, that was cold blooded that you'd say that about Amber.
Speaking of which, Amy really liked her gift from you wife people, so thank you very much for giving that. I don't know who spearheaded it and all, but it was nice for her to have something to wake up to. Because I didn't give her shit.
Well, you gave her just a different time.
Nope.
Except for the D.
Nope. Anyways, okay, so you got June with the soccer, Leah with the coding camp, and then the dog is constantly out of place with 15 other dogs and 15 other owners.
There's no,
but
Leo's
other than
camp,
that, that's pretty good.
One, huh? They don't code. Two, it's at home. it's just playing Minecraft. It's actually kind of, like, seriously. I think he, like, switched into the, like, one that's easier, which was just build stuff in Minecraft. Which is, I actually, like, think is good because he's excited about the idea of the camp. So maybe he'll do the coding camp one day because he loved just the idea of playing Minecraft. But yeah.
Yeah.
So I'd say I'm pretty low, but yeah, the June thing is not zero. For sure it's there's a risk there. I think we're pretty good about, or good or bad, it's not neutral, but we don't go to a lot of places, like we don't shop, or
you
like
don't
how,
go.
How often do people go like out and shopping and out and about, even, you know, if they're wearing masks and stuff? Like we don't do that very much. I think that's an element.
You should
twice a week.
You should do stuff. You should get out of
Why
the house because it's good to get out of the house. Your mental health's gonna get destroyed sitting in
oh
the
we get out of the house
all
the time. We go on
no,
bike rides.
You said you don't go anywhere, you don't do
it,
anything.
Do you,
we don't what
do
I mean is like
in bike ride
into places. Oh, we go on bike rides all the time, Adam. You can come anytime.
There's nowhere to go into right now. Like, everything is basically... Nobody goes... I don't think anybody goes anywhere anymore, do they?
I think it's mostly would be, like, how often do you shop for stuff not online?
Zero.
Like...
But that's been always been that way.
Yeah.
This has just been the world catching up to us. Online orders, online deliveries.
Well, that may be true for you, but, like, other people, like, maybe... are different. Like, that question to you may sound ridiculous, but to most
sounds
people,
ridiculous.
Like...
You're being ridiculous.
Yeah.
All right.
That's
fun to go through that. I award you no points. May God have mercy on yourself.
Dun-dun-dun.
So, what else is going on in the world? What's going on in the internet entertainment news? I did hear something about, like, a few months ago, they got rid of the law so that production houses and stuff can own theaters now.
Right. Yes.
So, like, if AMC goes bankrupt and Disney decides to buy it, those will just become Disney theaters where Disney just shows only Disney movies.
Sure.
Yep. That cool idea.
Which was always on the books to stop monopolies, because, I mean, it's probably fine for us, because if a Disney theater opened up, we'd just be like, all right, we want to see
different
movies.
Star Wars and Marvel.
Right, we'll just go somewhere else for other movies, no big deal. But if it was your only theater, that would suck.
But, yeah, because it would basically be like, oh, cool, you have enough money, buy a theater, show your movies. Oh, cool, you surround the little mom-and-pop theaters with your theaters, which makes them go away, and now you buy that theater, and you keep showing, and it keeps getting bigger and bigger.
It's basically what Walmart did.
Yeah.
But now in the age of, you know, people watching tons of stuff online, I can see why they could allow it now. And, like, then if a theater chose to only show Disney, but... you know, shit online was getting great reviews, then they would lose business. And so, like, I could see how it's less bad now. Whatever.
Less bad.
Right.
Yeah, but you got... But, eventually, like, that, because if things get made and they're always shown on your screen, eventually, and people, everyone stays home... it won't be able to hold on to how big of movies they are, and they have to be smaller movies because they make way less money if you do it at home, because there's way easier amount of pirating when you're at home. So it's like, basically, it's like, if you want huge movies, you're still going to have to go probably watch them at a movie theater or pay $30.
Right. And I'm glad you brought that up, because I was like, Mulan, I don't really want to watch it. I don't think I'll pay $30. Maybe I'll pay $20 for it, but I won't pay $30. But...
right.
What was brought up to me in a conversation was Mulan's owned by Disney. Is that correct?
Yes,
I believe so.
And this is going to be pretty much their first, like, big release for Disney digitally.
Yep.
So if this movie makes a shit ton of money, Disney's more likely to be like, all right, you can watch Black Widow online now. And that's a movie I do want to watch online.
Right.
So maybe I actually will buy Mulan just to see if I can get Black Widow.
Right. But Black Widow's also November 2nd, so we still have a good amount of time.
I know, I just don't think they're going to be releasing anything anytime soon, unless things go, I don't know, highly in a different direction. I don't know.
I'll rent a... Tiffany said we should rent a theater. I'm like, cool, we'll rent a theater.
Yeah, it's that $100. You know, Amy was thinking about doing it for her birthday. I thought we should call and see if we can do it for like Bill and Ted's. That'd be kind of fun.
Yeah, we'll do it.
I'd be in.
And we'll like live stream it. We'll be like, what's up?
Pretty sure that's...
No, live stream our faces. And then we'll be like, Ryan! Adam, watch us watch the movie. Just watch our faces.
So it'll be a reaction video, basically.
Yeah, like, but in time with the movie. So you'd be like, oh, this is a reaction video, but you know, like what you are a YouTuber, where it's like they have the countdown in the corner because they can only show what X amount of footage from the reactions from the movie itself.
Yeah, but it'd be fun. I think it'd be, if we had a few people lined up to do it, I'd be happy to do it. Like I said, I would still do it for her birthday if she wanted to. I'd try to set something up. But I don't know when she'd see it.
She'd be like, never.
She's too busy.
Too busy.
Yeah,
too
busy. August is her month. She can't take any vacation for work because they're super busy.
Oh.
She has to work overtime a lot, which is kind of frustrating because August is the middle of summer and I like doing shit in the summer. So can't you call in sick on a Friday and we'll be back from go do a 3-day weekend? No, I can't do that. Like, man, you suck.
Could like you work remotely now, like in a different location effectively, do you think?
You can do Dave worked on fucking on Tuesday.
Yeah,
he's like, I'm at work.
But she's meeting with students constantly, so it'd be weird. I don't know.
Don't turn your camera on.
Could you do it? Yes. Should you do it?
I mean, you probably wouldn't like do it like while you're not focusing on work. I'm just wondering, like, let's say you had a plan and it took multiple days, and you could like basically do the vacation stuff after a short day of work, you know what I mean?
Right, but that's what I'm saying. She doesn't have a short day of work, so it would be 7:30 to 6:30 she's working, and like, what the fuck, doesn't matter where you are, you're not on vacation during that time, you know?
Right, yeah.
But yeah, if you had to put 2 hours in, that could do it easily. So.
Yeah, if you could crunch it out, and even 4 hours, like, that still leaves a lot of day, you know?
It's really weird. She's so, like, type B personality, but yet she has to talk to, like, 30 people a day. That's gotta be really frustrating. Dave's like, yep.
I'm like, just fucking hurry up, like, faster. You come in here, ask your questions in an orderly fashion, and get out.
What do you guys think? Would you be annoyed or okay with if theaters were specialized based on company distribution or creation group, or whatever? So Disney owned a theater, fucking New Line owned a theater, or whatever.
We'd have to go down to the big companies. So we'd have to be like Disney. Would have to own one.
Paramount.
But see, his problem is like Paramount, like production houses and distribution houses.
Yeah,
sometimes
it'd be production.
Thing.
Yeah,
that's where the problem lies. Because it's like that's where it was like the Incredible Hulk. It was technically made by Universal,
yeah.
But it was like the Marvel one and then it's like Sony. How does Sony? Yeah, so
yeah, so it'd be Universal. It'd be Disney,
right.
Universal. I guess Sony, right? They make any? What do they make?
Yeah, Sony makes a lot. Like they have all the Spider-Man stuff technically.
Yeah, I know.
Still. They have a lot of things, actually. Sony's, like, pretty huge.
I think
it'd be annoying.
For what?
If they,
oh,
you know, broke them up. It wouldn't be the end of the world. Like, I wouldn't, like, fight a huge battle over it. Like, I would try to, like, help poor people versus, like, lobby against this with all my heart. But I think it would be annoying. Because, one, if there's a big movie that a lot of people wanted to see and it's in less theaters because there's less designated,
it's
going to be busy.
Yeah.
And then the other ones are dead and, like, it just seems annoying. And also, like, it's fun to go to your theater.
Yep.
You know, you get in a rhythm, you got your theater you tend to go to. Maybe you can even have more than one, but, like, you can't have that same rhythm, you know what I mean? And I like the rhythm.
Like, right now, would it bother you, Ryan? If you were Ryan of right now, would it bother you?
I would it would bother me a little bit from the perspective that the law would probably be in play even as things change. So they would like get their foothold in, and so yeah, it would.
The big
but
thing,
not a lot.
The big thing for me, you which, know, you, like, which you touched on, would be the overcrowding. I mean, everything is going to be sold out because there's going to be half as many theaters or whatever that you get to go see it in, which kind of sucks.
Right. I mean, it might be good for bad movies, like movies that aren't that good. People might go see more often just because those theaters are open, or like, and not necessarily bad, but just less like. Well advertised or less anticipated.
Sure.
But yeah.
How well do you think a Netflix theater would do? They only show Netflix originals and stuff. Because some people,
you know, I actually think it would do good, and it wouldn't be because of the movies. What? I think because it's an. No, hear me out. The movies are not. I'm not saying the movies are bad or good. I'm saying the movies are what they are. But I think if Netflix made a theater. They'd probably give it a cool style. They'd probably have some interesting perks and food items and stuff like that. And I think it would be kind of an experience where you'd want to, like, try out the Netflix theater. You know what I mean? Like, it might pass, but for a while, I think people might just want to try the Netflix theater.
See, Ryan's thinking very, like, regular. I say it's, like, it's a fucking movie theater / brothel. So then it's you Netflix and chill. Basically, you get a little room. They play Netflix, and you go fuck a prostitute there.
Well, there was a line, and Dave right. crossed that line.
No. There's no fucking like, lines. There ain't no lines on this side of the line over here.
We ain't gay.
We ain't gay over here.
They did. It looks like they bought the Egyptian Theater. Netflix is buying the Egyptian Theater, June of this year.
Sounds great.
I think that's in L.A.
Yes.
So
I bet you it'll be packed in an interesting, like, novelty visit for many years to come. And it might actually be good, but that's not the point. You
Netflix
know,
makes, go for they make big-budget movies now, right? They make movies that cost what's the biggest one for a $100 million movie for Netflix? Maybe you want to watch that in a theater instead of on your home or something. I don't know.
Well, yeah, maybe you like the movie experience somewhat independent of the movie.
Sure, yeah.
Like, you're just like, there's six movies that I'd see four of them, sure, and I'd like to go in a place where I sit down, I can get popcorn, I can get some frickin' Twizzlers, maybe I'll get some frickin' Sour Patch Kids. Who the heck knows?
What about
maybe
Red
I'll
Vines?
Get some.
What
maybe
they,
Red Vines.
What if they only have
maybe,
Red Vines? What are you gonna do?
I might get Raisinets then, just sort of stay away from the licorice altogether. Get some Raisinets, show that I'm old.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, there's all these possibilities. You know what? Maybe I'll get an energy drink. Maybe I'll sneak one in. All these things are the things that you can do in theater and are fun. And so that's why I think I would potentially go.
The thing that Ryan would like about the theater is that he could get there and in 3 minutes go pee before. And
yeah. Time in the pee. It's just part of the routine. I love the routine.
Right. It's an event, and that's the thing that, like, because I can watch any, you can watch anything at home, and it's fun, it's fine, but I feel no matter what, you pay attention less because there's so much other stuff around. Like, I mean, you're at home, right? Fucking whatever. I can stop it because I can stop it. I can go pee whenever I want. But I can go get something to eat. I can do it. But going to the theater, you go, okay, I'm going to pee first. I'm going to get my snack. I'm going to get my thing. And I'm going to fucking snuggle in and get fucking look down and be like, all right, I'm fucking ready for this event. Everyone there is also ready for this, whatever it is. It doesn't matter what it is, this movie. They're all there for that same reason.
Until they check their phone, and you're like, turn down your fucking phone, you asshole.
Right, right. And those are the people that you're like, why do you really want to be here, dude? Is it that important you can't step away from your phone for 2 hours? And then everyone's there. You feel it. The trailers? Fucking, you know, like, I haven't watched... There's been fucking next to no trailers because shit's not being made. I mean, every once in a while there's something that comes out, but... Yep. Like that, the hype trailers would be like, oh, fuck, yeah, I'm going to go see that. And you, like, you hear the fanfare, you feel all that stuff. That's the stuff that, like, that's no more, though.
It is sad. I miss these things as well.
Not enough, though, Ryan. Mm. Not
enough.
I think because I don't show visible frustration, there's the implication that I am not... disappointed in the state of things.
Well, okay, I want you to
No,
but here's the thing. It's not. I want to just like make the best of it too. There's positive sides of things and shit like that, and I'm want to just make the best of it.
I don't think it's that you don't show thing. It's that you constantly support Trump and all his fucking things that he does. So we're like, man, he didn't think COVID was a thing, and now we're in this situation. You're like, hey, he did what he thought was best. I stand by my man. And I'm like, all right, man, whatever. But I don't know.
He is a very smart man.
Stand by your
the smartest. The smartest.
The smartest. The most. Many people say.
Do you guys? Many people think he's a smart.
My uncle. My uncle was a professor at MIT. I think I'm smarter than him.
Some people smarter say. I don't know. That's just what they say. They say I might be smarter.
They just say I'm smarter than
him. He is actually basically good at throwing in the. I think that's what I heard. I heard like the things that make it so that the ridiculous stuff he says isn't quite an outright lie. Because he throws in an "I believe" or "I heard," and then he continues to spew misinformation and idiocracy. You know, I saw this video where there was somebody talking to somebody from Google and saying, like, talking about when you type "idiot" in Google image search, you see a bunch of pictures of Donald Trump. And it was basically one of those times where, like, the politician just wanted to make fun of Donald Trump while they had a chance.
That's
idiot. Oh yeah, the whole first page is just
that's because of Reddit.
The age Reddit, of the idiot.
Reddit went on there and they're like, "We want Donald Trump to be idiot number one."
No, I don't think anybody's manipulating. I think people. Use idiot with Donald Trump enough where the algorithms associate idiot with Donald Trump. And, like, Google's algorithms are at scale. Like, they don't have time to go in there and be like, fuck around with that shit, you know?
I have a story question for you guys. Sorry to interrupt the Donald Trump train. But I want your opinion. I want your opinion at the end of this. Just real quick, okay? I promise to be real quick.
Yeah.
So I had to journey to Adam's neighborhood yesterday. And I stopped by that place that Adam knows what it's called.
Etrix?
Yeah, which is a French bakery, right? Because I was going to get Amy a dessert for her birthday. So I go up to the counter. The lady back there, the girl back there, she's super nice. She's like, "Hey, how are you?" And I order and stuff. And she can't really understand me because it's kind of loud. She thought I said 9 or something. I actually said 5. No big deal. I said no, fine. And I know, and I just kind of made a comment like, I know it's so easy to understand with people with masks and the loud noise. And she laughed and said hee hee hee. And we made some clever banter. We talked back and forth. And then she said, "Yeah, I only have to work for another like half hour right now." And I was like, "Oh, that's great. You get off pretty soon." She says, "Yeah, but I don't got really anything to do." And I said, and then my alarm goes off. I'm like, "Hey, I'm married. I probably shouldn't." So, and then I was like, "Oh yeah, you know, a lot of my friends aren't really doing much during COVID right now either." And she said, "Oh yeah, I know. Okay. Well, here's your stuff. Have a nice date." And I said, "What?" She said, "I mean, day. Have a nice day." And she laughed.
Well,
and
but.
And then I left. And I was thinking, okay. So my question to you is. Was this an opportunity for single Chris or potentially single Chris to be like, "Hey, maybe we should go do something during the times of COVID," or was this just an honest mistake and she was a friendly person?
See, I don't know anymore. I'm pretty sure nowadays, if you were to say like, "Well, maybe we should get together," you might get destroyed on social media for being a creep or something. What? You know what I mean?
You can't date them.
Well, yeah, you can't talk to them. You don't know them long enough. You know, that's like. I'm not saying this is right. Don't get me wrong. It feels like I don't know. What I'm really saying is I don't know the rules of engagement anymore.
Sure. It's been a long time. I understand. You're an old man. You've been married for a long time. But the game, as they say.
The game's changed. The game, but the player don't change.
Adam, you're the biggest player amongst us. Has the rules changed or what do you think?
How would I be the player
amongst
us?
Please, oh, don't even pretend.
See,
that's
exactly what a player would say.
Exactly.
Right.
Well, you had the perfect chance. You can say, "Hey, do you want to smash?" And if she says yes, you pull.
That's
you,
the new rules,
right? You pull. Then you can pull out your Nintendo Switch, and if she doesn't pull out her Nintendo Switch, you know what it means.
Interesting. I didn't know that's a thing.
How really? Old was this,
really? Yeah, that's the whole meme of like, when a girl invites you over because you want to smash and she never pulls out her Switch.
I got you. I'm guessing she was early 30s, I'm guessing. What I should have said was... I should have been, most of my friends aren't doing anything right now. Me and my wife are thinking about doing something later. You want to join us? And then moving into that.
Oh, right. It's her birthday.
It's her birthday. She's always on.
See, now that's funny, but it would have been better to see Ryan in that situation. Ryan would just be like, five, and she gives you nine. 90.
Here's all my money.
Why are your pants down, Ryan? Put your pants back on.
Just walks out, just like all confused, like.
I approve of the reference to me like getting in shock when I got too much salad from D'Amico's and Son. I disapprove of the implication of me being able to talk to people and women.
1010 does not compute.
No, you just been have so overwhelmed by them getting you so much that everything after that was fucking blocked out of your brain.
Well, maybe the shot.
Like, hey, sir, do you want to go in the back and fuck? And you're like, duh, I don't, there's money.
I only want five. Only five.
So, like, you never took any of the post seeing so much stuff to mean anything.
Good times.
Good time.
That place was cool, though. I liked that place. They had a lot of desserts I can't eat.
There's one in Maple Grove. I don't know why you didn't go there.
Because I
really?
Had...
It closed.
Oh, did it?
Did it?
Because of COVID. Oh, they had to close the Maple Grove one.
According to the internet, I could have gone there, but that wasn't my intention. My intention was to go get her pizza, her favorite pizza place, which is across the street from there.
Murphy's.
What?
Oh, that I went there.
Papa Murphy's? I'm going to go to 13 miles on my way to get Papa Murphy's.
Oh, you got
steak
the
Giardia. It's the best steak and bake from over here.
You got the Giardia pizza?
I think it's just Giardino's or something, but yeah.
Yeah, that place.
And it was annoying because there's one in Uptown, like on Minneapolis, and I kept looking for that one. I'm like, why can't I? I thought maybe they might even deliver. I could get like Postmates to deliver or something. And I finally called them. I know, who calls, right? And they were like, we've temporarily closed this location, but you can go to Fridley. And I was like, all right. Not Fridley.
But, Edina.
Yeah, it was called something else, I thought. Minneapolis something. But
Richfield,
thank you. Yeah, so that's why I was there. And the French bakery was just an additional stop. But it's good to know that they've closed in Maple Grove. I won't go over there looking for my...
Because, you know... Amy's going to go over there for your birthday. She's going to get Wahlburger. And I don't know what else.
I should go eat there. I haven't eaten there in a long time.
Oh, do you think Amy could pick out the perfect food for Chris?
Nope.
Yeah.
Not without an argument.
Yeah, she could.
Wait a minute. Do we address the argument for the fort?
No.
No.
Yeah, you were going to tell us.
Yeah.
I'm glad you brought it up.
I heard. Okay.
Yeah, so, I mean... Amy has literally never built a fort with me and the boys. She's never built a fort with us. We always build it, and either she enjoys it with it, or she's usually making popcorn or something, or she's out of town. So she decided she wanted to make the fort as well. And I'm like, cool, no problem. She's like, let's make it a really big fort. I was like, cool. So I move both the couches around. I start building a blanket fort, kind of. And she's like, well, I'm going to hang these from the ceiling. And I'm like, okay, cool. And she like... hung them, but it was like 5 feet off the ground, maybe 6 feet off the ground. So it just felt like I was in a big room instead of like a cool, tight fort kind of a thing. And so I was like, I don't know what you're doing, but that's cool. I'm just going to stay out of your way because I don't want to like say you're doing it wrong or anything. I'm just going to be like, I'm going to go over here. You let me know when you need my help or something. And it ended with her sitting on the bed pouting because she didn't like the way I was talking to her about her fort. And it's the first time literally in history that anybody has ever fought or building a pillow fort or a blanket fort for their children. It was
pretty
so
sure
stupid.
It's not.
So Ryan calls, FaceTimes, right when we're sitting in there, we're starting to watch our movie, and he's like, hey, how you guys doing? Just got back from a bike ride. And I'm like, doing okay, we're fighting over our fort.
I think you said we're fighting over building something. I was like, oh, what'd you get from IKEA?
Right, right.
And then you're like, no, a fort. And I was like, what the f-?
And it wasn't a big fight. Like, Amy was fine by then. It was just kind of one of those let's not talk about it fight for a while. So that actually helped a little bit where we could laugh a little bit more. Because I had brought that up before, and I was like, we shouldn't be fighting over building a fucking fort. Just do what you want to do. I just didn't want to get yelled at for saying I don't like it this way, you know? So I was like, do what you're going to do, then we'll deal with it. But anyways, yeah, it's ridiculous.
Sounds like it still has a little bit of a, like,
a
needle.
No, I didn't care. I didn't care at all, honestly. I just...
Yeah, you just let the boys end up doing it. It's all like, hey, Dad, man, I like it when you build the fort, because it's, like, all cool and stuff like that. It's like, I don't want to, you know, hurt Mom's feelings, but her fort building skills are just fucking not great.
Well, yeah, you use the kids against them, and, like, the kids are at daycare saying, Daddy says Mommy's forts are terrible, and Mommy is dumb.
I don't use the word dumb.
I say stupid.
Stupid whore.
Yeah. Mommy, Daddy says that dumb bitch can't even build a fort.
It's like, how fucking hard is it? Children do this since the dawn of time.
To be fair, I don't think... it's probably the first time she built a fort in years, so I think she was also struggling with how to do stuff. Yeah, like, I don't know how to make this work this way.
Manual labor?
I wonder if we all learned a little differently, because there's not really a manual. It's kind of what you do and get good at.
We should build a manual.
How to build a fort manual?
Publish
that shit, yeah.
There might be one, but there's a
book called How to Be a Boy or something like that. That
have an XY chromosome?
I don't remember. It's like a user manual for boys or something like that.
I know. Is it like the dangerous something?
Yeah, the dangerous book for boys or whatever. And it teaches you how to do like fishing and like forts and like a bunch of other crap.
Sounds fun.
Forts are literally so easy. Just grab some chairs.
It's a red book.
Well, the issue was she wanted to make it big, and big for her was tall. And big for me was wide with many corridors, tunnels
exactly.
and stuff. So I think there was just we didn't discuss it before starting it. And then that's what happens.
Do you have to discuss sex before you have it with her?
Yeah, I got
to
convince her.
I'm going to put it here, and you're going to say, ooh, and then...
You should, depending on where you're putting it, you should definitely have that discussion.
Adam's discussion with Joy is like, Joy, when you go to sleep, things may
just
happen.
Roll over.
I don't know. I think it's more like, Adam, I'm going to put this here now. And he's like, all right, I guess.
Joy's like, I'm going to put this towel over your cage. Now you go to sleep.
He doesn't have a cage.
I think chairs is a technique in general for me as well.
Right.
Chairs are
but
good.
But there's also, like, often cushions come in. Cushions are very useful.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you take things like couches or other things that are difficult to move, and you incorporate them with the chairs a lot of times.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's something tall, too. Like, you can put a pole in the middle to tent it a little bit. Sometimes that move works.
We use a broom sometimes, just to give
broom.
It a little bit of a peak.
Yeah, because it sends a sag, you know what I mean? And you want a little bit more room.
Yeah.
Right.
The problem is that Lander loves to pull stuff like that. He's like, what's this do? What are you doing with this broom? Dude, it doesn't... I don't know. I thought mine was looking good, but, you know, whatever.
You know what's great is lawn chairs. You know, like the old school ones. You remember the ones where they had older school.
The mesh
spaghetti kind of like noodle-y type thing.
Yep.
You put those shit sideways and they're like self, they got like some structure to them. Mm-hmm. Get a bunch of those. And then the mesh ones. Yeah, the mesh ones. There's the 2B ones and there's the mesh ones and they can all lay sideways or right side and they work. I think you got to wear them sideways. They're too light. They flip.
Yeah.
You got to go sideways.
I'm convinced if we built forts together, we'd be fine. It was just an issue of vision, I think. Like, what's your vision for this fort? And it didn't work out. So, whatever. It'll work out next time, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe. Yeah. Building forts is going to be just on the IKEA list of things that you guys don't do together.
Adam, what's this for? Is this picture from the thingy?
Yeah.
That looks cool. That doesn't look like what I saw, but it looks cool.
I gave up. I've been looking for hours for that freaking slide off.
Yeah.
62 and 100. It doesn't exist. I think you were somewhere else.
Maybe. Definitely wasn't, though. We're going to go there tomorrow, it sounds like, to start the day, so I'll let you know. Take some pictures.
To start the day?
Yeah. We'll start there. Ooh. We might go to, like, Minnehaha Falls or something later on after that.
Hey, that's by my house.
Yep, but you won't be there. You'll be working.
True.
Like a dog.
You.
A dag.
You could stop by, grab the bike, take the kids for a bike ride. All both of them at the same time?
No.
No? No?
No.
You can fit two kids and the bike?
Small kids, yeah.
Yeah, I think you can.
Like, I don't know, you can fit 10 kids on a bike, right?
Well, but do you have like a double kid seat in the back? That's what I'm wondering. That'd be weird, really, Adam.
Just got the platform in the back for him to sit on.
Weren't you here for his $2,100 bike discussion?
Oh, God. No, I listened to some of it.
Oh, that's right.
But I wasn't there. I didn't know if you had a car or a kid's seat for that or not. I saw the picture of the bike, Adam. It's a flat platform.
Yes, it's the flat platform. It sits right on top of that.
That bike can't go off jumps, though.
I took it off roading, so yes.
But it can't go off a jump.
I don't want to take it off a jump. It weighs
I guess
54 pounds.
Why did you get one of those super light bikes?
Why would I want a light bike? I already got a light bike.
That's made out of titanium.
Because you can't take those things off of jumps.
Yeah, you can.
Maybe not without breaking it.
Yeah.
Titanium?
Yeah, titanium is super strong, dude. Yeah. That's the whole point.
What if it's a diamond jump?
Diamonds are pretty fragile, though.
You're fragile.
Yeah, I know.
Lacking tensile strength.
Right.
Like that, except for without the baby car seats on it.
The fuck is that? And Ryan, look at that shit. Don't fucking do that. Look at what he's wearing on his feet.
Oh, yeah, you don't wear sandals while you're fucking riding a bicycle.
Who's this guy? Your boyfriend?
Okay, see that link?
Jeez.
I sent you a link.
Yeah.
That's the slide I saw. You can see it.
Yeah, that's clearly. The water park.
That's what I'm asking.
That's the
baby.
little something or another water park.
What? Yeah, that's a water
park. Little something or another? What does that mean?
Little Lagoon Edina Water Park.
Okay. See, that's what those are the slides I saw. What you posted was not that. So that's why I wanted
to. I looked there. Those are well hidden slides.
Yes, honestly. There's a lot of trees and shit, but you could see it easier when you're driving. You know.
And they don't have a map icon that I see.
Nope, I didn't see one either. That's otherwise bullshit. I would have looked it up, guys. If it was easy, I wouldn't have been asking Adam. Hey, I would have been like...
I'm not okay with this situation here.
Okay. Careful. Don't go over there.
All right. Oh, I can see him from a satellite view.
Whoa. Though.
All right. Never mind. We're good.
Okay. As long as we're good. Oh, look at that picture. Who is this, Adam?
No.
This doesn't look like Adam.
That's some guy.
Who's some guy? Kind of looks
some
like
some guy. He kind of does.
What's this park? Is this park, Adam, you posted? Is this, is that there?
That's the, yeah. That's so, the little Edina, little lagoon water park.
No. The one you posted. There's no water in that picture.
What, the one with the blue sides?
No, the below that.
Oh, I don't know.
What do you mean? You put it down. What do you mean you don't know what it is?
It's literally not in Minnesota. Adam was just like, he typed in Pirate Park.
That looks so cool.
It could be.
I wanted to go to that. What the fuck?
You posted that not knowing what it was? That's pretty funny. Is it this? It's a picture. It's got slides. I typed slide. It's gonna take a while, guys.
Right. He said, like, pirate slide and fucking took the first picture and was like, is it this one? And Chris would be like, yes, it is.
<That's funny>. No. we have not gone to this little lagoon water park yet, but we've been to that Roslyn Park.
Yeah, that's the one. That one looked pretty little.
That one's pretty cool, though.
Is it? Is it cooler than the... today we went to the obstacle course park, we call it. That's the one off it's off the one of 155, yeah.
I don't know. I haven't been to that one.
It's like the only obstacle course park in Minnesota that's outside for kids.
You got a picture of it?
I have lots of pictures of it. I actually posted several on the Schaefer Park website today. You know, you've been there, haven't you? It's basically set up like a Ninja Warrior course for kids, kind of. I mean, there's even a little button that when it works, it lets you time it, but it never works.
Huh. I've not done that.
Oh. It's fun. It's not big, but it's fun.
It's not small.
Oh, I mean, Schaefer Park.
My kids were fucking sweating like a dog when they were done. They ran through that so much. They loved it.
Well, there's a kid on the...
Your kids. That's like what the point is. Like,
there's a kid on the website.
They walk outside and they instantly start sweating.
No.
There's a kid on the website with a ninja sword jumping across the two platforms.
Is it?
It's funny. Yeah. It's in the video.
Fun, different style of park, which is kind of fun.
Yeah. Today, it was weird. We went there and there was like a Jewish childhood meeting going on or something. There was
oils everywhere.
There was about 20 small Jewish children, all with yarmulkes on, and none of them doing the obstacles. Like one would do an obstacle, and the rest were sitting on the sideline going, "Oy vey," and then like the rest.
And they were dressed up, right? They were fully dressed up.
They were dressed up, yeah. They were dressed up, not like super dressed up, but a little bit dressed up.
I've seen them come to the or go to the climbing gyms like dressed up in a shirt and like slacks, button up shirt and slacks.
Yep, they had their yarmulkes on
with the yarmulke.
Yeah, I wonder what that was all about.
I'm like, dude, that's weird. I mean, it's fine, but
well, it's just weird that none of them were doing the obstacles, they're all just watching.
It can't be very comfortable.
That's true. I didn't think about that.
They're probably counting how much money they could make on each obstacle.
Oh my god.
That's called racist.
Okay. That's our Adam.
I'm looking for the picture. Is your kids in your picture?
No!
I sent them today, so they probably have to go through like some sort of format where they get approved and stuff.
They do the quick check. Is there any nudity in this
picture? Is there a giant dick sticking out of somebody or...
Because I'm sure they get a billion of those every day. Like,
I don't know, because it has to link to your account. You just can't post anonymously. So you have to either make an account or link to your own account. So imagine if you did that. You'd be like, could you stop putting dick pics everywhere?
There's a ton of pictures, though. I've been scrolling this whole time and haven't got to the bottom.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's true.
Oh, wait, I see Adonis.
Do you?
I do. And there's some other girl who's about to run over Leander.
There's one that I was just watching a picture of as Leander was doing a jump, and in the background you see this other kid just biting it head first into the ground. And I didn't even notice it. It was just like, oh, that's cool.
That's hilarious.
You know.
Alright, so that's our lives. Anything going on in the world of lives? Other world stuff?
Saturday, yeah, it'll be the 22nd. Saturday at noon, they're gonna have DC's big fan
fandom
convention. Fandom, yeah. It's 8 hours long. It's basically a DC convention, but yeah. So you're gonna see like a ton of like you're gonna see some Batman stuff, Wonder Woman 84 stuff, Justice League Snyder Cut stuff, Aquaman 2 stuff, Black Adam stuff with The Rock. So you're going to see a lot of things. You know, Suicide Squad stuff. So
Suicide Squad.
So
I forgot about Black Adam.
I know.
Not as good as the White Adam.
Yes.
Oh.
Black Adam's been showing up on Tuesday nights to play D&D with us.
I know, he's pretty great.
Wait a minute, what?
Black Adam. The mythical character.
That... of White Adam.
Would that be like Black Zed?
Maybe.
Yeah. Because Zed would be the last letter, and Adam would be the first letter. So, but yeah, so it looks interesting if you happen to be not doing anything. You know, you can look in there and see some trailers, see some other shit going on.
Okay, so then this is just DC since, like, what do you call
it? Yeah, basically their convention, dude.
Because they didn't really have a, I mean, Comic-Con was kind of a bust this year, right? I didn't really do very good from what I was hearing.
Right.
Yeah, I do wonder, especially, like why would, I mean, Comic-Con's cool and everything, but don't you think they'd all have their own eventually? Like, that'd be, like, Marvel have their own big thing, or DC have their own big thing, and...
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's kind of happening on the electronic side, right? Instead of E3, you know, Sony and Microsoft are starting to do their own events. They're not.
Right.
They're not necessarily going to do big presentations anymore.
Right. So... But yes, was it Zack Snyder tweeted that, yeah, the teaser, the premiere teaser will be at 2:30 Pacific time, so that would be
4:30
yeah, here. So that's cool.
Batfleck, he's in the news today.
Yep.
The Flash!
Yep. Rumored now that we're going to have two confirmed Batmen for the Flash movie. Keaton and Batfleck.
Yes. Because it's good.
Well, what does that mean? I don't understand.
So, okay. So the Flash can run really fast, right? We know that. Flash can also move through dimensions and stuff like that. So it'll be basically like Batfleck will be Batman Prime for him. From his universe, Batman will be the OG Batman. But then he can go to all the other multiverses and see various other Batmans. And stuff like that. Because it's basically going to be their version of Flashpoint, where something happens, he goes back, tries to change something, you know, like, probably still trying to stop his mom getting killed by Zoom and stuff like that, and go like, okay.
But Fleck's going to be Batman still?
Just for parts of this movie.
And is he filming new parts, I'm assuming? So he's continuing the role, even though it's not, like, forever.
Right.
That's cool. I always liked the Fleck as Batman.
Yeah, anybody had an issue with it. I didn't understand why they had issues.
I think they gave him too much hate, and I think he took it personally and felt sad, and I'm very sad that people made someone feel
sad. And I don't know why. It's like, he did give us, by far, like, the best Batman, like, hand-to-hand fight scene ever. It's like, it felt like the Batman video games by the Rocksteady video games, like Arkham Asylum and Arkham City and stuff like that. It felt like those games. Felt like moving fast and stuff like that, being pretty brutal, busting people up, shit like that.
Using his environment, using his grappling gun to pull people in.
Right. I mean, sure, you can say whatever you want about Martha, but it doesn't matter.
It's the biggest cop-out in the world for people to say that's the reason why that movie was bad. You know, like, you could have your reasons, but state the reasons. Don't say that's the only reason that movie was bad. You know what I mean?
Right.
It annoys me.
But that's the cool part about, like, you know, that's kind of what, like, they're saying that they're jumping on, which I think is great, man. Like, Marvel, it's like it's one contiguous universe. Everything happens. It's all connected, stuff like this. DC, I think, is kind of, if we'll see over the next few years if they kind of do this. They're saying, like, everything is connected via the multiverse. And I'm like, cool. Suicide Squad is connected to this. Because they all take place in a larger, grandy multiverse, stuff like that. So they don't have to directly be connected. They can just be like, oh, cool. This is connected to Batman because this universe, Batman does this. Or this universe, Superman does this. Mm-hmm. Whatever. That's fine. They don't have to all be... It lets you tell different stories, like... Which is fine. I like it. I just want to see them try hard and do interesting things. It doesn't have to be always perfect. Interesting sometimes wins.
Well, they need to do something at some point where multiverses connect for it to, like, matter that they're multiverses. Otherwise, it's just like saying, like, everything's a multiverse, you know? You know what I mean?
I think the Flash can say, hey, you know, like, if he makes comments and then he literally says, hey, it's as if there's some sort of multiverse. and then you're like, okay, cool. You know?
And they're going to, in this one they're talking about, they're going to have, like, the two Batmans sort of.
Like, they're like, actually using footage and stuff from the 89 Batman.
So kind of like the, whatever that Spider-Man show was.
Right, Into the Spider-Verse, where it's multi-.
Right, it's basically that kind of thing, but for Batman.
Yeah, there is the concern, the possible concern that you stop caring more about the characters as much, because there's just other ones in different universes that you could care about, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, you have to basically say, this is the prime, this is the one I'm in. Otherwise, you could be like, what if I'm in a different universe? I care more about my Batman in my universe than this Batman in this universe. So you almost got to kind of be like, this is the prime, this is where you live, and Batman lives, and then we're going to go journey to another universe. You know, it's a danger. Right. It's not a necessity, it's a danger. Right. So.
I'm going to think more of it, like, because I've thought about it a little bit. I'm going to think more of it like going back, like Doctor Who, right? The one Doctor Who, it's like, you're like, oh, cool. David Tennant, boom. That's the doctor that means the most to me. Cool. The other ones, they're connected. They don't always, like, they might make reference to each other and stuff like that. Or I'm like, blah, 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 whatever. I can still enjoy the other doctors. It's just not going to ever be the same.
Yeah.
So I'm going to kind of feel it.
Yeah, I guess.
Because Doctor Who rewrites the fucking, oh, cool, the galaxy blew up again, or the universe blew up again. Let's fix it.
Right. I guess what I'm saying is there's... So, that one show did it really well, where... So, I forget the show, but fucking Pacey's show, where your kid dies.
Dawson's Creek.
Oh, Fringe.
Fringe. Your kid dies. So, right. And you have the ability to go to another universe and take your child at that age and bring it back, and they, since they're so young, they don't know the difference. That's fine. You're fine now. You're great. You've solved your problem. But in that other universe, you just created a pair of you that child just went missing one day, and they have to live their life just missing. And do you care about that? Do you care more about your happiness than you do about those two people who their child just disappeared one day without answers, and they'll never get answers? And that's a weird one. That's why that show is really good. There's no black and white fucking good or evil stuff in that show. So. And I don't know where I come down on that, like, honestly. So if you have the same thing with a Batman, like, do I care if that Batman dies more than my... You know what I mean? It's weird. Universes are weird.
I think they'll probably... If I had to guess, they're going to naturally, like, give more attention to one or the other, and that becomes the... protagonist Batman, and the other ones are side character Batman.
Yeah,
you know what
absolutely,
I mean?
Absolutely, absolutely.
And that's all, like, and some of them may be like helpful, like sidekicks, and some of them are going to be throwaway potentially. I don't know, but if they did it like if they had it like equal billing, and there was like three of them, that would have problems because, like you're saying, like then people would be like, not sure which one of these I care about.
Right.
But I have a hard time caring about all of them because that's weird, you know?
The Batman they will want you to care about is the Batman. The one with fucking Robert Pattinson and stuff. The one where he's younger and stuff like that. So that will be the Batman. But I'm saying, like, they don't have to do the... Like, they can just do Wonder Woman movies. They can just do Superman movies. They try to do Justice League and stuff like that. And, like, because of just the way it is, it just didn't work. I think that they're going to go back to, instead of trying to make a big movie with a lot of heroes in it, they'll do one, like, this is the Wonder Woman universe. This is the Batman universe. This is the Superman universe. Maybe crossover, maybe, but I just don't think they will, because I think they would rather have a strong, like, the Zack Snyderverse, that's cool, whatever. That's not 100% the DC universe that I know. Like, you know, Spider-Man's or Superman's a little different, stuff like that, Batman, whatever. But
yeah. You know, I wish that Into the Spider-Verse would have started with one of the... I don't know. It'd be interesting to watch Into the Spider-Verse where they all came at the exact same time. Or they all came from... They basically, you know how they started it several times? I'm the one spider Spider-Man or whatever.
Yep.
It'd be nice if that was just the origin story for every single one of them, rather than Miles Morales having such a big cart, because then you could actually see which one do you care more about when they all have the exact same kind of equal starting. Because that, you're right, you never see a movie where there's like, it's ambiguous by which one you care more about. And then you get to kind of see which one, you don't know which one's from your universe, kind of a thing.
Yeah, that would be interesting if, like, they then you could, like, buy an action figure for each of them. But that's bad for the franchise, because they basically want you to, like the one that they want to hang the most threads off, basically. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, all those...
Or, like, the two that they're going to hang threads off. Or maybe, the worst case, they'll be surprised, and the weird Japanese one got super, like, tons of action, and then they made a spinoff on that. But they really have a plan where they want one of them to be the torch carrier, don't you think?
Well, yeah.
That one carries the torch to the next phase of their master plan, universe
that, that's
plan.
A Sony thing, right? So that was weird to begin with, because all those incarnations existed. They just kind of put them all together and said, fuck it, let's put them all together. But, I mean, Miles Morales, did he have more... Was he out before Spider-Gwen? I don't remember, honestly.
Yes.
And did he have a bigger run than Spider-Gwen or the the old one?
Yes.
Yeah. Spider-Man Noir. Yeah, that was like that. Yeah, that was a short one. That was probably like, I'd guess 4 or 5 issues. It's just like a whatever the Japanese Spider one. That was when they were redoing a bunch of weird stuff, and it's weird. Like she was actually created by Gerard Way, who's the creator of the Umbrella Academy too. Like he wrote that, but yeah, and Spider-Pig, yeah, that's just a weird one,
right?
When they were trying to animalize a bunch of guys, but yes, so Miles Morales is like, if we were going to say which Spider-Man is technically our Spider-Man, is old, is like old crappy Peter Parker from 616 would be the one that was technically from our universe.
Yeah.
The one who's like, I'm old. Fucking this life sucks, dude.
Yeah. And so,
that...
knowing that, does that make you care more about him or root more for Miles, or does it even matter anymore? Do you even care?
See, I think we care about the one they made the protagonist. They showed first. They, you know, like.
Yeah.
And I think they did that because they thought that would sell best. And it would. And I don't think it's bad. You know, I do think it's true, but I don't think it's bad that they thought this would be the one people will like the most. What I'm saying is they had to pick for everybody, because it wasn't a choose-your-own-adventure where you click on the old fat one and then you watch his adventure. Or you click on the, you know, Gwen and then you watch her adventure. You know, I don't know. That would be cool if we got there.
I just remember when that was a fucking thing, man. People were so mad. I was like, fuck, a half black, half Latino kid in Spider-Man. It's not my Spider-Man. And they're like, no, it's not. It's a kid who gets spider powers like Spider-Man. He's not your Spider-Man. Guess what? It doesn't have to be. He's not. The story is different. He's not Peter Parker. He's a completely different character. We're not changing Peter Parker.
Yeah, so if they ended that movie with, like, old fat Spider-Man going back to his universe and us following him, and maybe he drops in through a portal thing or something with Reed Richards, and Reed Richards is watching Miles Morales in a different universe, but it's very apparent that the old fat Spider-Man is our Spider-Man, and that's our universe. Does that make it any different? You know, that we were just watching a show in a different universe, but our Spider-Man happens to be there too, and he's like, this is our Spider-Man. Yeah, it's weird. I'm trying to find a good way to make it so that there's no, like, the main character isn't ours, but we don't care as much about the main character. There's got to be a way. We got to write that fucking thing.
Right. It kind of, I don't know. See, that's a tough one, because the closest thing I think of is like, you know, kind of like Psycho, where it's like, you learn the main character and you're following Vivian Leigh and you're like, okay, she's the main character. Yeah. You watch it and then she's fucking killed 25 minutes and you're like, whoa, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
And then it goes and a new character shows up and you're like, so this is the character we're following actually? Like,
yeah, it'd be fun to work on that, to try to make it, especially when you have multiple dimensions, to trick the audience a bit into caring about someone who's not your Spider-Man or something, you know, in a clever, intelligent way. I don't know. That's all I got. All right, somebody write that. We'll deal with it.
Done.
We get 10% if whatever gets made. Okay, what else? What else is going on?
Other than that, like, yeah, I...
Quiet neighborhood.
Yeah, I don't really know. Nothing crazy for me. Olivia Wilde might direct Spider-Woman movie. She's going to direct some movie for Marvel or for
it'll
Sony.
It'll be a Spider-Woman movie. It won't be a Spider-Man movie.
But it could be Spider-Gwen. It could be Spider-Man. Oh, it could be a bunch of shit. Yeah. It's like
one?
No one knows what...
There's another one I can't remember.
Yeah, and she's like, if you saw her, you'd know, you'd recognize the character or recognize the actress slash director because she directed Booksmart, which was pretty funny.
I don't ever watch that.
With the two girls, and one of them is like Jonah Hill's younger sister. And when you look at it, all of a sudden I'm like, we were watching, I'm like, why does that girl look familiar? I don't know. And her name is like something completely different. Mm. And you're like, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, that's a. You figure it out, and you're like, oh, because her face looks like fucking Jonah Hill.
Yeah, I'm not sure I watched that one.
Was it good? Well, it's from House.
Yeah, it was really funny. Yeah, and she was from House. But, Ryan...
She's from
House. I'm just saying, for me, she's from House.
Are you sure? Isn't she from G4?
No, that's Olivia Munn.
Oh, same thing.
They're both Olivia.
See?
And she's married to Jason Sudeikis, right? I think.
Yes. So,
which Olivia? Wild.
Olivia Wilde, this one here. Yes. Booksmart. Roger, Ryan, you should watch that movie. It's funny.
I think Olivia Wilde kind of looks like that. What's her name? Like Keira Knightley, maybe? Is it? Keira Knightley.
Maybe a little bit. Yeah.
Jessica Drew. That's who I was thinking of. The Spider Woman. All right.
Yeah, they look a lot alike, actually. That's a fact. I've just made a fact.
That's
glad
a fact.
You've heard it. Facts are fun. The fucking girls look a lot alike.
Booksmart. It's an hour and 45 minute comedy. Did I watch this?
It's pretty funny because. If you watch the first like 30 seconds of the trailer and they're all like, "It's gonna be so many girls up your vagina when you get to college. You're gonna be scissoring all the time. Scissoring's not a thing. Don't knock it till you tried it." It's pretty funny.
We're usually looking for a comedy, so it's interesting. Oh, critics loved it.
Yeah.
The audience said it was fine.
Right.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm ready to be done if you guys are.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
Look at how similar those two
are. Yeah, they look, yes, they're very similar.
Thank you. All right.
Who are these people?
One of them is Olivia Wilde, and one of them is Keira Knightley.
Oh, yeah, they're both female with long hair. Yeah, you racist
They look
bastard.
Fucking identical.
Okay, yeah, all women are just playthings to you, you son of a bitch. Jesus Christ.
All white women.
Oh, Adam, get us out of here before Ryan says more racist things.
Well, if you want to hear more racist things, check us out on Facebook at The Geeks Next Door. We've got a website, geeksnextdoor.xyz, and send all your complaints about Ryan's racist comments to The Geeks Next Door.
Except for the anti-Semitic ones. Those are all Adam.
The Geeks Next Door at... FTW, that's for the win, Chris, at gmail.com.
Awesome, good job. Okay, we're out for the week. We'll be back next week to talk about more stuff. I'll have a good check-in question, so.
Right.
See you later.
Ryan, I up your clones, and I create, there's the super clone list, where they're all like, look at all these girls, they look almost exactly the
they
same.
They look very similar, it's true, but for some reason, like the Zoe, she's got like a particular look. And the Emily Blunt, but the Kate Featherston, she could throw me for a loop with some of them. She does right. Kind of like blend. She's like a blend.
So I think what we're learning is that Hollywood has a type.
Perhaps.